2014, the year of victory over death and the manifestation of love. This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hello, hello. This is Frank from A History with God Ministries. Coming at you in this week's Godcast. I have a very special guest with me this week. However, and he has not even shut his phone off, of course, but that's okay because he's not from this country. He's from abroad. He's not abroad. He's from abroad. All right, so first I just want to welcome all of the listeners and our subscribers, our members, our partners, our friends and family, and very much right here, biggest one right now, is the first time listener.
Oh, yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. With me today, actually, I think you might have seen him before. He's been on some Youth Avenue TV videos, and today he joins us, the Duke of Yorkshire. Hello, Duke.
Hello, hello. It's good to be here.
Now, is that the proper greeting, hello, Duke?
Well, it's good enough. It works. You're American. We must remember this.
I must remember that I'm American?
Yes, yes.
Right. It's a very interesting hat you have on there today.
Oh, yeah, I received it from the Queen of England on my 31st.
Wait. The Queen of England gave you that hat?
Yes. Don't you see the bejeweled...
Yes, I see it. The Queen of England gave you that hat for your 31st? 31st what?
31st birthday, yes.
Oh, your 31st birthday.
Yes.
Interesting accent you have there.
Yeah.
I know my wife loves all things British. If you know Christina, you know she loves all things British.
Wise woman.
So you are British.
Yes, yes, indeed. See, here's what happened. Okay.
Something happened.
Yes, it was a transformation, kind of. You know.
Tell me about this transformation.
All right. So, I was in my bathroom one day. You know, in the spirit, and then the Lord.
Wait.
Yes.
On the what?
In the bathroom.
On the spurt.
In the spirit.
In the spurt?
Yes.
What's a spurt?
The spirit?
What is that?
Oh, dear. Spirit. I believe is how it's said.
Oh, in the spirit.
Yes.
You were in the bathroom.
Indeed.
In the spirit.
Indeed, on the loo.
I thought you said spurt. I didn't know what that was. Okay. Okay, so you're in the loo.
Yes.
As opposed to the lavy.
Yes.
Because the lavy, what is that? It means there's a shower in there, right?
That means there's no shower, just the stall and the sink.
Oh, so a loo
yes.
has a the toilet commode. Bowl,
yes, yes.
a sink, and a shower.
Yes, it's got the whole nine.
Oh, you know what? That's right. I do remember. That is right. That is correct. Okay.
All
right.
Yes, so indeed.
You are correct. Okay. Okay, so you were in the bathroom, in the spirit.
Yes.
And what happened?
And the Lord started talking to me about England, you know? It's a country that's very devoid of the presence of God because they don't believe in indoctrination. In fact, there's a certain age limit where until you reach that age, you're not allowed to learn about God. The country won't let you. And the Lord put it really hard on my heart. And since then, I've been dubbed the Duke of Yorkshire. And I plan a mission trip there as well, yes.
Well, you plan a mission trip to where?
To Yorkshire.
But... You're from Yorkshire.
And I'm planning a mission trip to that.
You're planning a mission trip to what? Wait. How are you... What brought you to America?
Oh, it's a good question. Youth Avenue ministry I'm part of.
Yes.
We needed more help with our American region.
Right.
So, henceforth, I came back.
I noticed your accent is dropping a little bit. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's the tired, the jet lag, mate, you know.
It's the jet lag?
Yes,
the jet lag. Did you just fly here today?
Yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning.
And the difference in the time zones, you know, it's just...
Well, no, it's actually 8:17 in the evening here in the studio tonight. What time is it there in Yorkshire right now?
4 a.m.
It's 4 a.m?
8 hours ahead.
8 hours ahead.
Yes, it's four in the morning on Friday.
The next day.
Yes, indeed. It's already Friday over there.
Right, because it's Thursday night here.
That's right. Well done.
Okay, so... How was it? How did you get saved? How did you bring the Lord into your life?
Oh, my goodness. I was...
What happened?
Oh my, I was 9 years old. And,
nine, okay.
9 years old. And my uncle, who was Prophet Robert Lacey, he was going around in Philadelphia evangelizing, and he was going to New York. And one day he decided to bring me, you know? And
again, I have to ask.
Yes.
You just flew in from Yorkshire yesterday.
Yes.
And when you were nine, you were in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Okay, what were you doing in Philadelphia?
Oh, the Philadelphia Zoo. I always wanted to go there.
Okay, so you went there when you were nine?
Yes.
Okay.
Got saved in America.
And your uncle was in Philadelphia?
Yes.
What was he doing there?
Evangelizing.
Okay, so he was on a mission trip to America?
He lived here already. He's from Louisiana, but he went up to Philadelphia.
Wait, your uncle Lacey?
Yes.
Is from Philadelphia?
From Louisiana.
Sorry. That's right, you just said that. He's from Louisiana, moved to Philly.
Yes.
But yet, he's English?
He actually is Scottish.
He's Scottish?
Yeah, he's Scottish. He has a... what is this that the Scots use? Their crest? He has a family crest and everything. Lacey.
Lacey, all right. I'm very confused, but whatever. So you're at the zoo. You're at the zoo, and what happened?
We were at the zoo, and my uncle just started introducing me to Christ. He started talking about Christ as his personal savior. And
at the zoo?
Yes, at the zoo. And something inside of me stirred up. I was like, I don't know what this is. I hadn't even talked to God at that point, so I didn't say, oh, Lord, what is this? You know, I was like, what am I feeling? And
right.
He said, do you want to come to know Jesus Christ, and do you want him as your personal savior? And I told him, yes, right now. Let's do it.
Okay.
Right now.
Just like that.
Just like that. No hesitation. Like, right now, let's get it on. Let's get this going. And I said
that... Is that how you put it? Let's get it on. Really? Wow. I thought the English was more proper than that.
Oh, no. See, so many different dialects. But anyway, that's another topic for another time.
Assuming there'll be another time.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
So I accepted Jesus Christ, and then shortly thereafter, it's just the gifts of God and the calling of God just started, you know? It's like,
right.
I started evangelizing with him, was prophesying with him.
Really?
Yes, giving words to grown folks at the age of 9 years old, and just seeing them fall out over the floor, and I didn't know what I was completely doing. I was just like, God, this is good. This seems
now,
hard.
Did you continue with the Lord? Did you backslide at all?
I backslid during my teenage years. Yes, I indeed did.
What was, now, you were back in Europe at the time.
Yes.
Okay. So now what happened there?
It was very strange. The devil came and just, I guess, I don't want to say I got on board with what he was doing, but I got on board with the flesh, that's for sure. I'd never stopped believing in the Lord, and every time I would do something, my heart got convicted.
Right.
Until this one time I was 19, I was smoking with me and a friend, and...
Okay.
I was smoking with me and a friend at the time, and I tripped out terribly. I could barely make it downstairs. I staggered to get downstairs, actually, and get into my mother's room, and I just sat there...
Wait a second. So, you were tripping out...
Tripping out.
...with your... quote-unquote friend.
Yes.
In your mother's house?
Yes.
Was your mother home at the time?
She was, and so was my father.
Okay.
Yes, both of them were.
Wow.
Yes, indeed.
Did they have any idea that you were, you know, on drugs?
They did.
They knew?
They did.
Interesting.
But they didn't know the severity of it.
Okay, so what happened?
So, I go downstairs into the room. My mother asks me, what's the matter? I said, well, my head kind of hurts. Right.
Okay.
So I sat on the edge of the bed and I was just shaking and it felt like my head was going to explode.
Right.
It got to a certain point where I just didn't know what was going on and I fell out.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. When I woke up, I looked at my father and I said, Dad, I'm sorry. And then in my heart, I was saying, God, I'm sorry. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And after that, that was when I was 19. And since then, I've been picking up.
Now, when was your 31st birthday?
31 years into the future.
From when you got the hat?
Yes.
So what, you're in your 60s?
Theoretically.
How old are you?
Theoretically. I look good for my age, don't I? Now I'm 23, mate. I'm 23.
You look okay. You're 23.
Yes, 23.
So you're not 31.
No, that was just for theatrics. No, I'm 23. I got the hat when I was 20.
You got the hat when you were 20. Did the queen really give it to you?
No, it was her son.
Her son gave it
to you? Yes. Yeah, faux pas.
Who?
I made a little faux pas, but, you know.
Oh, okay. That was his name, faux pas. Well, it wouldn't be the first time I misunderstood you. At first, I thought you said you were in the spurt. but it was spirit because of your accent. I'm gonna try. You know, people say I can do a very good British accent.
Oh, let's hear one. Let's hear one.
Okay, so what would you like me to say?
How are you doing today, mate?
Okay. How you doing today, mate? How's that? Is that good?
That was pretty South London. Try
That was South London? Yeah, see, my wife always says that whenever I do a British accent, I sound like either a beetle or a pirate. And I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that.
Tidbit Paul McCartney, tidbit there, but you know.
Let me. I'll try a different version.
Yes.
How you doing today, mate?
That's well done. You sound like what's it called? You sound like Prince George there.
Prince George? Do you know Prince George?
I met him twice. Tennis.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. You play tennis?
Yes, indeed. I've been playing tennis since I was 9 as well. Same year I got saved.
Hey, pretty busy year that 9.
Yeah, it was
9
something
years old.
Else. It was something else.
Wow, a lot happened that year.
Indeed, a lot.
My
a
goodness
lot.
Gracious.
Amen.
Now, what's your actual name? It's not Duke of Yorkshire.
No, no.
I mean, that's your position in Yorkshire. You're right. An actual duke.
Right.
Are you allowed to reveal your name?
Yes, indeed. Yes,
what,
indeed.
What is your name?
My name is Tyler Drury.
Oh, Tyler Drury.
Yes.
Are you a sir? Are you knighted? Or are you just...
It's you could call me a sir because I have the title of a duke, but
if you're a duke, you're automatically
yeah, it's
knighted.
Automatic. Yes, it's through the bloodline. You see,
you're telling me that.
How that?
So like Sir Paul McCartney or Sir Elton John or
right.
Sir Anthony Hopkins, they're right. Actual dukes.
No, they are not because they didn't inherit it through birthright.
Okay, so a duke could be a sir, but a sir isn't necessarily a duke.
Exactly.
Wow, I'm learning something here on this Godcast. All right, so here's another question. What would you say your A, gifts are, B, purpose is, and C, favorite scripture is?
I operate very strongly in the prophetic, and it's getting stronger the more I operate in it and the more I use it.
Really?
Yes, indeed.
So would you be able to give a word to our listeners?
Yes, indeed. My word to you all would be, don't ever, 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 ever stop believing that God is good. Because he will show himself good to you in every single situation of your life. What I feel my purpose is in life, the answer to your second question is, I'm really honestly still discovering it, to be honest.
Okay.
It's spreading the glory of God and spreading the gospel, that's, you know, but personally, what my personal life's mission is, I'm still discovering it. And my favorite scripture is Jeremiah chapter 1. Verse 5, where it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Yes, I knew you.
And ordained you to be a prophet to the nations.
That's why abortion is wrong.
Amen.
Because he knew you before you were in your mom's womb.
Amen to that. Which means that you were before you were here.
You were before you were.
Exactly,
that's
yes.
Typical British
you
statement.
Were before you were. And, you know, I've been getting a lot of revelation based off of like, our beginnings and whatnot, you know?
Oh, really?
There's a scripture that says, and God created man.
Right.
Right? And then it says, and God formed man out of the dust of the ground. And I was speaking to a man of God, and he said, you know, you really have to be careful of those two words, because there's a difference between create and to form. When you create something, you can create it out of nothing. Hence, like, God did the earth, he did the trees. But when you form something, you take something from what's already there.
Right.
And then you begin to mold and begin to make it. And that's what God did with us. Now, here's the revelation. God said, let us make man in our image. Right?
Okay.
God, his image, is a spirit. God's a spirit. They right. Worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. The express image of God had not yet been seen then, which is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So God is he makes man and female, but he makes them in his image, so he makes the spirits first.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I like that.
He makes the spirits first.
Wow.
And then he gives this is on the sixth day, he gives the commandment to be fruitful and multiply. He gives that commandment to the male and female spirits, because he said he made male and female.
I like that.
Yes. Yes.
That's very cool.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Listeners, what do you think? Go to www.ahistorywithgod.org and click on contact and let us know what you think about that and any other testimonies or revelations or questions that you may have. Which, by the way, if you have any questions for the Duke of Yorkshire, Sir Tyler Drury, please, I'm begging you. Get them over to us, because I would love to hear how he would answer your questions.
Amen.
So, here's what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm just going to go out. I'm going to walk out of the room for a second.
All right.
and I'm gonna get something. I'm gonna put it on, and I'm gonna shock you because I don't think you expected this.
Oh, I'm excited!
All right, I'll be right back.
Oh boy, surprises! Oh yes, this is. It's always lovely to receive surprises. I'm not much of a surprise man, but you know, this is Frank Sorcerer we're talking about here. You know.
Okay, Tyler, I'm coming in. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here I come.
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think?
Oh, my God.
Cool as that. I have the same outfit.
You look so dapper, mate. You have the same heart, same garb.
I got the same heart.
Same garb, same shoes.
And even the same spurt.
Indeed. Praise the Lord.
Let's go paint the town red, man.
Yes, indeed. Let's go paint it.
All right, now listen. Remember this. Until next time, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
Questions. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Yo, yo. It's Frank and Christina. It's the end of show number one and the beginning of show number two. That's right. The Godcast Q&A for June.
I almost said July.
We're in July.
You confuse me with your very bad, like, you know, homeboy, whatever that
is. Homeboy gangster guy?
I don't like it.
HGG? Yeah, you know me. Mm. Hey, I have a really quick announcement.
Okay.
Great news.
What is it?
A History with God Ministries is now officially a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Woo!
Got the call the other day from the people that are handling all of our paperwork, and they said, Mr. Sasso, it is our pleasure to let you know your ministry's application has been approved.
It's official.
So that is cool. Just remember, your giving is tax deductible.
That's great.
So, what do you say we bounce right into these questions? We got some good ones.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Numero uno for our Spanish-speaking friends and partners out there.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Back in February or March, I was driving to work on River Road near Lumberville, New Jersey with my boss, and I saw someone who looked exactly like Frank walking alongside the Delaware River. He was wearing a black jacket. I think it was him because they mentioned on a podcast a while ago that they live near there. It was later in the day. I called out his name, but don't know if it was him or not, or even if he heard me. I'd like to know if that was him or not.
He heard you.
It was me, actually.
And it was him.
I saw a white van go by and I heard, Frank! And I turned,
and
I'm like...
the rest of the day, he's like, who do you think that could have been?
Well, now we know.
Did you even say, wouldn't it be funny if it was one of our listeners or something? I don't know.
Did maybe I say that, maybe?
Am I making that up
I don't
right
know.
Now? I don't know.
I maybe. Might have said that.
I don't
who knows?
Know. But that is so...
That is hilarious.
Crazy.
That is hilarious.
That is funny. Well, I think one of our other questions can revert back to this particular...
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
But yes, that was us. We were walking along the Delaware just at... It was actually my birthday.
It was on your birthday.
It was on my birthday. We had just looked at the eagles that are nesting between New Hope and Lumberville. We were looking at them from the Pennsylvania side.
That's right. We were on the Pennsylvania side.
Right. And we were walking to the black bass. That was the plan. The plan was to use my new binoculars that I got for Christmas to look at the eagle.
From your husband.
Right. To look at the eagle and see if there were any fledglings. And then walk to the Black Bass Hotel, one of our favorite spots for a birthday cocktail and dinner/lunch, I guess. I forget what time
Dinner.
It was. Dinner. Okay. But it was very... Remember, it was the ice. The ice and snow had started to melt from all the snowstorms we had over this best winter we ever had, in my opinion. And we didn't realize, like...
Oh, man.
How muddy everything would be.
So muddy.
It was like, really hard to walk.
Almost like quicksand.
But we were trudging on like we were just going to make it.
Well, just so the listeners know, when this guy called out to me, I was walking alone.
Yes. He was all
not
alone.
Not once. Twice.
And we'll get to that when we get to the other question.
But thank you. That was me. And thanks for stopping, by the way. I could have really used your help.
Well, you couldn't have got to him anyway. We had discussed this, that you...
We would have figured something out.
There was no way to get over... There's like a little, you know, there's a lot of canals in that area, and there was a canal between where we were walking and the road. So there was no way for Frank to ford that...
Here's my question.
In his dress shoes.
I have a question.
Which were muddy enough. But anyway, go ahead.
Here's my question.
What?
He's driving by. They must have been doing about 60 miles an hour, whatever it was.
Well, it seems like, fast to you.
Frank! Yeah. Like, okay, fine. What was supposed to happen in this person's mind?
I think that...
Hey, how you doing?
I think when something like that happens, you're not really... Like, you don't have a plan.
You're just
like,
just
oh my God! I think I know that! It wasn't a, you know, like something that was premeditated, so.
Okay. Well, yes, that was me. That was cool. Thank you, though.
He didn't see me, though. Well, I saw... Did I see the van?
I don't know. I was by myself.
I thought you were near me.
Christina was way down looking at an eagle who was posing for her.
Yes, he was doing that.
Did you see the white van?
Feather show. I don't remember now. It seems very blurred to me.
So funny.
I was more focused on the eagle, so I don't know what was going on around me.
Let's go to the next question. Does Frank and Christina ever argue? No, never. Hello?
All right, so that brings me to the rest
of
that story.
There's still another question.
Oh.
If they do, how long do they take to make up? Well, let me at least answer that question.
All right.
Do we ever argue? If they do, how long do they take to make up? Here's how long it takes. For however long it normally takes Christina to realize he's wrong. That's how long it takes for us to make up.
Yeah, okay. All our listeners are laughing now.
Now, anyway,
because
you wanted to say something.
It's a joke.
Do we ever argue?
Yes.
We do?
We argue, but we try not to let strife dominate. We argue.
Yeah, we go at it.
We discuss heatedly sometimes.
Loudly.
I think I'm louder than you, but
you're
anyway,
much louder than me. I agree.
But we resolve it, and you know whoever needs to say I'm sorry usually does quickly.
Usually me. Go ahead. Whoever. Go
and ahead. We move on. We don't rehash it usually.
As a matter of fact.
All right. Now, the first question. That day, I think we were in the midst of an argument, thus Frank walking alone.
I wasn't walking alone. I had the Lord with me and apparently this listener for about 2 seconds.
Yes. Well, what happened was I had this brilliant plan that we were going to park the car.
Do we really want to bore the listeners with
yes,
this?
They're waiting with bated breath
they
to find
go
out
ahead,
what,
go ahead.
What happened. For my birthday, I had this plan. I wanted to use my binoculars. I knew there were eagles because I had seen them before with my eyeballs. Now I wanted to see with the binoculars. I said, we'll park up by the Delaware River Canal station there. There's a parking area. And we'll walk. And we'll walk to look at the eagles. And then we'll walk to the Black Bass Hotel.
Hmm.
My brilliant plan.
Yeah, so we walked together.
So we walked, and we realized very quickly, wow, it's really muddy. I was wearing nice boots, but they were also boots that you could wear in the snow, but they looked very nice, too. Frank, however, was wearing dress shoes to do this little excursion. So
I didn't know we were going to be walking through quicksand.
Okay, it was very, very muddy, and when it wasn't muddy, it was icy.
Right.
You know, melting ice and it was slippery, whatever. So we're walking, walking, walking. We finally do get to the Eagle area. We meet a nice gentleman who has set up camp there. He gave us great stories about the eagles and what he's seen. He's got this cool camera set up and he draws them. He's an artist. And we were waiting to see it. We saw the nest. We didn't see the eagles. So he's like, oh, don't leave, the guy. He's like, I think he wanted people to talk to him. But... We were like, no, well, we're going to keep moving on because we didn't. I also quickly realized, wow, the Black Bass Hotel is a lot further than I thought it was, especially in mud.
Quicksand.
Yeah.
This is beyond mud.
But if anyone knows me out there, I am undaunted by that, and I very rarely and very much vehemently opposed to turning back once I'm setting on a course. Would you say that's true?
I would say that's true.
Like, I will keep going until either, like, there is no way, like, I'm going to fall off the edge of the earth, or, you know, I'm going to make it there. Anyway, so I'm tenacious in that way. So we keep walking, and then I realize, well, maybe...
We're within maybe, what?
We can see the Black Bass. We can see the Black Bass Hotel now.
Right.
And, but it is still in the distance. And we've come to a point where now the path is not there anymore. And there's bulldozers, and I guess the path kind of collapsed and washed away. So we really couldn't go any further, especially in dress shoes.
You're skipping a whole piece of this.
All right, Phil, because now I don't remember.
Here's what happened, everybody.
I remember.
I was waiting for a shoulder to pull off onto with this story. This is what happened. And I'm surprised at you because you normally cut to the chase. Here's what happened.
I remember seeing the eagle. I was by myself.
You left out the main part about why I was even walking alone.
Well, okay. I do remember that.
We parked the car. We started walking through quicksand, which seemed like an eternity. We met the guy with the camera doing his eagle bit. Okay, we spent some time with him.
We kept walking. Already.
Then we get within maybe 100, 200 yards of the Black Bass Hotel.
Oh, no. It wasn't that. No way was it 200 yards.
Is that too far or too close?
It was still a good, I'm thinking, half mile away.
All right, it's half a mile away. We see it. We can see it.
Yes.
In the distance.
Yes.
And I realize, oh, we're going there?
Oh, my God.
And Chris is like, yeah.
Help me, Lord.
And I said, oh, because I left my wallet in the car. So, she says, well, guess what? You can go and get your wallet, and I'll stay here and watch the eagle. And I'm like, okay. So I run back through quicksand.
How long did it take? It took us a while to get to that point.
The guy looking at the eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I blew past him. I couldn't even give him the time of day. I'm sorry. It was like the listener who called my name. He couldn't do anything. He had to keep moving. Right. I had to keep going. I was on a mission at this point.
Okay.
I'd rather have this guy be offended than my wife mad at me for the rest of the day. I can't handle it. Ran back, got the wallet from the car.
Right.
And I had the thought, you should just drive back.
Yeah.
But I said, no, let me not do that, because Chris really wants to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. I run back. Now, this is now going to the car is one. Coming back is the second time now that I did it twice by myself. And Chris was looking at me like, where's the car?
Right.
And I'm like, what do you mean?
Because
this is only the second question.
I know.
Aren't you glad you asked?
So, yeah, listener? So after that, well, during that time, I saw the eagle. It was great. The eagle flew to my side. He posed for me. He did a whole show for me, which was great, which put me in a good mood because I don't know what would happen if I didn't see the eagle. So Frank comes back, sans car, and I'm like, why didn't you drive back? And he's like, I thought you wanted to walk.
Right.
I'm like, But you see, it's like quicksand now. And
we start walking toward the Black Bass, and then we see the construction thing and realize, oh, there's no more road.
Right.
So then Chris and I walk back to the car again.
So in that time was when we were arguing.
Yes.
Because I couldn't understand the way Frank thinks in some
Right. cases. And then she apologized for not understanding, and then we were fine.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know if I remember that. But anyway, we made it back to the car.
And drove back to the Black Bass. It was
Frank
still light out.
Cleaned off his shoes. And
cleaned
we went.
Off my shoes.
And I think we sat outside for a
we
little while.
We did for a little while,
We sat outside and then
sat,
we went
then
inside.
We went outside,
and had dinner.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So we do argue. I'm sorry this was a long-winded story. But now the guy who drove by, we don't even know his name.
No, nothing about him.
We can... man in the white van, you can see what was going on.
Yeah, that was what was happening.
And why Frank was alone. And yes, we do argue, but we try not to bring it to a point of strife, and we do make up. And how do we make up?
Well, we don't bring it to a point of strife.
No. But, yeah. And how do we make up? Somebody apologizes.
And that somebody is very attractive.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, it was like a win-win there. All right. Next question. Oh, this isn't a question. This is a little weird, but it's cool. Hey,
I was at that rodeo. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think they were sitting in the top row near the corner of the metal stands.
We were.
That's exactly where we were sitting.
That's where we recorded that podcast. We were sitting in the top bleacher, and we were trying to, like, do it very,
that
you know.
That is hysterical.
Surreptitiously.
Why didn't you come up and talk to us, person?
Yeah.
What's up with that? That's not even right.
That would have been really cool.
Come up and talk to us.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I know you guys, you're the podcast people.
Yeah.
The Godcast people.
That would have been wild.
Would have been like, yeah, and you are? That would have been wild. I wouldn't know what to say.
No, I wouldn't know what to say.
Give me a hot dog.
Say hello, what's your name?
Buy me a hot dog.
What are you guys doing here? Buy me a hot dog.
Well, that is cool. And we were sitting at the corner of the bleachers, yes, at the top row.
Wasn't that fun? I loved it. And now I want to go to another rodeo.
I know, me too.
But anyway, next question. Mm.
Well, this isn't a question. Okay. I could listen to Keith all day. He's so to the point about the word. Love it. He is to the point, Keith.
He is.
He's not a fluffer.
He actually doesn't like the minutia of discussing and tearing stuff apart.
Oh, he can't stand
it. He doesn't like that.
Can't
he
take
likes
it.
To just let's
boom, boom,
get
done.
To the point. And I'm with him on that in a lot of cases.
I'm not. I like minutia.
I'm not. I'm like, let's cut to the chase.
That's why I was so shocked at your telling of this story of the Black Bass Hotel and quicksand. Okay, here's another question. This one is about Keith. Does Keith ever face any tribulations with his cold, direct approach? Tribulations from who?
I guess
just
people who he comes in contact with that he talks to in that manner.
I don't think so. Maybe just friends.
I don't know.
His cold, direct approach.
So cold.
Keith is the warmest, fluffiest...
Fuzziest guy.
Fuzzy, fluffy...
No, he's not.
Youngest guy I know.
He's the youngest guy.
He's the youngest guy I know. That's why he always handles all of the money. Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that comment from the listener?
Next.
They should do more episodes at places. I liked listening to the background of the crowd of the rodeo.
I love the rodeo.
That's what they like listening to, the background.
I like that kind of thing. It's like doing a, what do you call it?
Like a live show?
Remote. Like we were going to do it this weekend by the...
Oh, in the cabin in the woods.
Way in the cabin. And there was this, not a babbling brook.
No, this was a...
This was a gushing...
Gushing,
torrent,
screaming brook.
Brook that was outside the cabin. It was very nice, but it was a constant... I kept thinking it was raining, and I kept thinking... Frank had fans on, like, it was just very, very loud. So, we were going to record from there, and then it was like, we're going to hear this constant, like, people are going to think we're sitting in traffic or something.
Yeah, really.
But it was really very beautiful.
Next. That comic book guy was obviously dumb.
Don't pull any bunches there.
If it were me, I would have taken the chance and not sold them for 50 cents.
I agree.
I would have found out if they were worth something, and then I would have acted. People are so stupid sometimes. Good for Frank.
Yeah, well, I mean, what are you going to do?
You know, you love them.
Yeah, you got to love them anyway.
The Harvest Chapel Godcast was so good. Do they have some kind of calendar of where the ministry people speak? Where can I find that? We don't have a calendar on the...
I thought you had that on the website.
No, I don't have a calendar on the website. Of where we speak.
Well, maybe that's something you should look into.
Oh, okay. Okay,
actually,
there are a couple of dates.
Right. This Saturday.
This Saturday is a mini golf / brunch outing for men only. It's a men's fellowship kind of a thing. And that information will be on the website. You can go to the website and check that out.
And that's with Terrence.
That's with Terrence Clark, Brother Terrence Clark.
And who else is going to be there?
I believe Pastor Ivan Green, who is on the show.
And
Sean Lola, I believe, as well.
So
it's
if
like,
you want to join in on that,
you can come. Just go to the website, and then boom.
Right.
It's $6 for the mini golf and $6 for brunch. So it's $12 a head.
But if you're going to come, make sure they know you're coming so that they can hold your spot. Definitely let them know that you're coming so they know how many people
exactly.
to accommodate.
Also in August, we're going to be at Harvest Chapel International again. For 2 days.
In Union, New Jersey.
In Union, New Jersey, the information... You know what? I think I will put a calendar up there.
That's a brilliant idea.
Because in September...
Did you think of that all on your own?
Hey, come on. You know who you're talking to over here?
Who?
All right.
Thank you, listener. Where can I find that? www.historywithgod.org.
And click on the calendar icon.
Okay.
Next.
Yes?
Oh, this is all in caps. This person's yelling.
Oh, okay.
I saw them at the rodeo!
Oh my goodness! I love that people were at the rodeo! Oh!
Frank had a... I saw them at the rodeo. Frank had a crazy shirt on, and they both had on cowboy hats. I saw Frank buying food at the rodeo, too, and I saw him and Christina eating at a table before it started. All right, don't get all accusatory about it. I wanted to say hi to them, but didn't know what to say to them. I just didn't want to seem like a crazed fan. Oh, well, maybe they'll read this on the show.
And we did!
And there you go.
Here's the thing. You should have come and said hello.
Just say, hey, Frank and Chris. And we'll say, oh, hi, how are you? Who are you?
We're not celebrities. We are not celebrities. We're just people like you, and we'd love to have seen you and said hello.
And don't worry. If you do act like a crazed fan, don't worry. We'll tell you. Say, listen, freako, get out of here. Beat it, bozo.
I would never say that. Never. You should have come over, because that would have been so neat. We could have said hello. We could have eaten together. Oh.
We could have hung out a little bit. Maybe the Lord would have had a word
for
you.
Maybe we could take a picture.
Oh,
we could have
put
it on the website.
Listen, if you ever see us... Listen, we're not anybody special, all right? If you ever see us, come up to us and say hi, okay? Really. That's just
we are not celebrities. We don't have bodyguards, and...
Well, we do have bodyguards. You just can't see them.
Right, right. But, I'm talking about people who don't mean us harm.
Well, oh, yeah, right.
I'm assuming.
Well, maybe they shouldn't come over and say hi.
No, come and say hi. But how did you like the rodeo? Wasn't it fun?
Did you like it?
That was my first rodeo. I know. That was my first rodeo, but now I'm like obsessed with rodeos.
You want more.
I want more. I want to be in the rodeo. I almost got on that bunking bronco thing.
You should have totally done that. You
should have
totally
got on it.
Oh, who cares? You should have totally
have
gone on it.
The line was too long.
But we would have videotaped it and put it online.
All right. Next time I see one, I will get on one. And try and stay on.
Oh, okay. You heard it. She only has to stay on for 8 seconds. You heard it. She said the next time she sees one, she's going to get on it.
I see.
All right. Okay. You said it. We have it on. It's documented now. Next. Q&A people, period. I have a question, period. What does it mean when Frank says that God told him something? How does Frank know it's God talking to him and not the devil? How does...
Good question. I love that question.
How does Christina know when it's God? How does anybody know any of that? I like how they say, I have a question, and then they give you 5 questions. Number one, what does it mean when Frank says that God told him something? It means just that God told me something. I honestly, right. listen, I'm not trying to be difficult.
Okay.
I honestly don't know how to answer that. It's, to me, it's how do you say that about anything? Because you just know.
Right, but most people haven't experienced it in that particular way, so they don't understand. So what I mean, I think you might have done this already on a podcast.
This does sound familiar.
But
yeah.
You can do it again. Just explain as best you can what it means exactly.
Okay.
As best you can explain, that means I heard... What did you say?
I think the temptation when people hear me say something like that, oh, God told me, I think the temptation is to... get all spiritual about it. Like, oh, God told him. No,
right.
Here's what I'm here to tell you. God actually told me such and such. You know, whatever,
right,
whatever
so
you're referring
you
to.
You actually heard him say,
an audible
like,
voice.
I'm talking to you right now.
Like, you're talking to me, like listener, like, you're hearing this right now. That's how I hear the Lord. Just like that. With my inner ear, like, within my spirit first.
Mm-hmm.
And it rumbles so much that I actually hear it with my physical ears.
Okay.
That's what, you know, but it always resonates from within, and then I actually hear it. And when it first happened, when I first heard the Lord's voice, I didn't know, I never heard his voice before. My whole left side went numb. I didn't know if I was having a nervous breakdown or a heart attack or both.
Mm-hmm.
It affected my physical body. He only said one word.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the word sell. Remember trying
right.
to sell a house? Okay.
Right.
Since then, That was 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I've gotten used to it, because you really don't ever get used to something like that. But I'm at a point now where I recognize it's him. I have a relationship with him. And I know as soon as he's saying something, I immediately sense it in my spirit and then hear it. Honestly, I actually hear it through my right ear is where I hear it. Right behind my right ear, if that makes any sense.
Well, do you only hear that way?
No, I don't only hear that way.
Okay.
But he does speak to me audibly.
So what are some other ways that you quote-unquote hear?
Well, me personally?
You personally, yes.
I sometimes hear him through you.
Okay.
Sometimes through music.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the biggest way you could hear from the Lord?
The biggest way you could hear from the Lord is through his word.
Right.
That's how he teaches us.
Right.
Is through his word.
Right.
You spend time in that word, you'll know when a thought or when something you think you hear maybe, you'll know if that's from the Lord or from the devil, to answer your second question.
Right.
You see, the devil is never going to tell you something to encourage you.
Right.
He's always going to tell you something that's going to have fear behind it. Always.
Right. And he'll always tell you something condemning. And he'll always make you feel bad.
He will sometimes come as an angel of light.
Right.
But if you meditate on that, like let's say like the devil comes to you as an angel of light and you don't know it's the devil. You think it's a godly thing. You think it's God.
Right.
Here's what I would do. If you're not sure that it's God or Satan, here's what you do. Go to the Father with it, present it to him, mm-hmm. and just wait on it. Mm-hmm. Just wait. If you don't have a peace about it, wait on it.
Right.
Because God will make it available to you, what? The confirmation that it is from him or that it's not from him.
Right.
He knows how to talk to his kids.
Right.
He will show you something or have someone tell you something that could have never possibly have known the situation, and it will be a confirmation to you that it's either the Lord or it's not.
Right. And it's God's responsibility to make himself clear to you. That is a Bill Johnson thing.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Now, here's another part of this question. Mm-hmm. How does Christina know when it's God? Now, I don't know if they're asking, how do you know when I'm hearing from God, or how do you know when you're hearing from God? I don't know what they mean. Right. So why don't you just take both answers?
Okay, so how do I know when it's God? Well, we kind of just talked about that.
Well, how do you know when your husband is hearing God's voice?
From experience. Initially, when Frank first heard the word cell, we had been fasting, TV, we had been pressing in for a specific answer to a specific situation. So I was expecting to hear something. And when that was the word, it was kind of confirmed what I felt. So I assumed, rightly so, that that was the Lord because we were in agreement. And it's been many years since then. That was back in 2003. So 11 years ago, 11 years of experience, not always believing that that was the Lord, but then coming to know from experience and it happening and things being confirmed through me and through other people that, yes, that's when Frank says he hears from the Lord, then I just say, yes, that was the Lord. I don't ever get a feeling of being anxious. And I think if I did, that might be an indicator. So you have to find the peace in it. And this is for you hearing from the Lord, too. So I'll answer the second part, too. How do I know? You have to find the peace in it. You have to find God's word in it. You have to find his truth in it and judge it based on that it's not out of his character. And you know what? If you're looking for an answer for something and you've been praying about it and you feel like you have a peace about it and you take a step and you're wrong, God is not going to come down with a big hammer and slam you. He's so pleased that you're taking a step of faith, even if it's in the wrong direction. He'll correct you. He'll point you, he'll turn you around and put you in the right direction.
Right.
Or he'll send somebody into your life to advise you. Don't get hung up on it and don't take a step because you're afraid that it's not God, it's the enemy. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants you paralyzed. He wants you not doing anything.
Exactly.
He wants you standing still.
Yes.
It's better to take a wrong step in faith, thinking that it's God, than to never take a step. It's the law of inertia and the law of motion.
What does that mean?
The law of inertia means a body at rest will tend to stay at rest. Hmm. A body in motion will tend to stay in motion. So if you're not moving, it's going to be really hard to start moving. But if you're already taking steps forward, then you'll continue to take steps.
Oh, amen.
And you know
yes.
what? So you take a full step. All right. So you back up and you turn around, or you take a side step, or you turn right, you turn left. God is directing your path, even if you're not hearing every single minutia of the details.
Is that the word of the day? Minutia?
Yes, I like that word.
Okay. How does anybody know any of that? I think this person just wanted to make sure they asked the right question, so they asked it a bunch of different ways.
I do think that that's a question that many, many, many Christians have, because I've asked it myself, and I've heard it asked. How do I know it's not me? How do I know it's God? How do I know it's not the devil? So
right.
that's a continuous question, and I think the best way is hold it up to the Word.
Yeah. Does it line up with the Word?
Right.
There you go.
And the Word is Jesus.
Amen. Next comment here. Keith is out of control. That was it. That's it. Next question. Oh, speaking about Keith, staying on that topic.
Everyone likes Keith today.
Why doesn't Keith do more podcasts? That's a good question.
Yeah. Why doesn't he?
And then there's another question. Are Frank and Keith close, or do they just work together? What?
Do you just work together? What don't you understand?
What kind of... Are we close, or we do... Yeah, well, of course we're close.
Well,
it's one of my best friends.
Okay. So just answer the question.
Okay, yeah, we're close. Or do they... And no, we don't just work together.
Well, you don't work together in...
We don't work together at all.
Right. Well, you work together in the ministry. You don't yes. work together in business.
That's right.
Yet.
Yet. Ooh. Okay, what are you saying?
I don't know.
Are we going to open up a hot dog stand, me and Keith?
No, that wouldn't be good.
We can call it Saxum's Hot Dogs.
No, because you'd eat all the profits.
We would. Well, Keith would. Next. I like that Christina and Mary are on the video Godcast. Christina made me laugh so much when she couldn't remember what the E meant in the name of the youth ministry. Ha ha ha.
You know, it was...
What's the E?
As I'm saying it, I'm like, what is it? Just didn't come.
You were getting to it. You were getting to the E
too
word.
Close.
What is the E?
Emissary.
Oh, very good. What's the O?
Orphans.
N?
Nobles.
Very good. That spells eon.
I know.
Anyway.
Neo.
God Enjoys the Super Bowl is my favorite podcast. Wow, that was an old one.
Less than a year.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That's interesting. My boss Daniel got saved listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
We love that.
My favorite thing.
I highly recommend it. The funny thing is that about a week after he accepted the Lord, I got transferred. Darn it.
Oh, that's why you were there.
Amen. Oh. I'm glad he got saved, though. What is that?
That's so cool.
That's cool.
You were on assignment. The assignment was over, and then you got transferred. Now you got to find what your new assignment is. That is so cool, though.
It's like, you know,
that reminds me of that story in the Bible with Philip when he was transferred.
Oh, yes.
And he ended up near the chariot of the eunuch.
The eunuch, that's right.
And the eunuch's trying to figure out what the story in Isaiah means. And he was there. He explained it. The guy gets baptized. And boom, he's gone again.
Got
on to the next assignment.
He got transferred again. He was saying, darn it, though.
That's kind of cool.
That is kind of neat.
It is very cool. So that's why you were there.
Hey, man. Good for Danny.
You did your job and onward to the next thing.
I can't wait until October 8th, the second blood moon. Can they do a special Godcast when the moon appears? Oh, okay, we're just going to get up at 4:30 in the morning and do a podcast.
Oh, why not?
You want to do that?
Depends on what day it is.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you.
Do I have to get up early? I don't know.
Does she have to get up early on October 9th? Well, then maybe not.
Yeah, you know, I forgot about that. It's not over.
October 8th. Well, this person's excited about it. So
I am too. Thank you for reminding me.
Maybe we will. Maybe we'll do a special extra show.
I think we should.
I think James and Mary make a very handsome couple.
I agree.
And so are Keith and Teresa. And of course, Frank and Christina. Well,
oh, of course.
Come on. Like, that even needs to be said. Is Tim the only one who is not married?
He is married.
He seems to be the only one in the pictures without a wife.
Aww.
Was she the one who took the pictures on the website?
Aww.
Okay, well, first of all, if you read Tim's bio, you will see that his wife's name is Lynn. And he has two daughters.
Yes.
Madison and Taylor.
Remember the Godcast from Taylor? We're still waiting on that second one.
Yeah, Taylor, what's up with that? But yes, that was a great, great podcast.
Yes.
That was so good.
We'll have to wrangle a picture.
Yeah, maybe we'll get
Maybe we'll get Lynn and Tim to do a podcast on relationships.
That would be nice.
Don't tell Tim yet. I'll talk to him off the air.
Okay.
Okay. Listeners, don't tell Tim anything yet.
Okay. Does Frank, Keith, James, or Tim ever speak at a men's Christian fellowship meeting? If so, where and when, and are they free? Well, we just said, actually, the men's fellowship this Saturday. Details are online.
It's not free, though.
But that's not free. Right. Well, that's the when. The where, you got to go online and see. And are they free? No, it's $12. Well, but come and enjoy for this one.
Right, because this one involves mini golf and food
right.
that they're bringing in.
They're having going to. Well, there'll be brunch will right. be available. Right.
But that's a pretty good deal for
$12.
Mini golf and food. $12.
Absolutely.
I used to be able to get a manicure and pedicure for $12.
Oh, and now we're on this.
When I lived in Queens.
Here we go. Go ahead.
A manicure pedicure was $12. That's right. I said $12 for both.
Mm.
I moved out here to New Jersey expecting the same deal and was rudely awakened.
Well, unfortunately, we have to get back to the questions
now. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from Jillian. Why do so many Christians believe God desires us to be unhealthy, financially without, and not to be chasing our dreams? What do I seem to be missing in the Word about this? I don't believe this is true of God. Is it?
Oh, boy.
Well, we have to make this brief, because we're going really long today. But she just wants to know why do so many Christians believe that God wants you unhealthy, financially without, and not to be chasing your dreams? I'm going to see if you can do this in 15 seconds.
I'm not. I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and I'm sorry. It's going to go over, okay? Because this is the thing that could make my hair stand on end. And I don't understand it either, Jillian. I don't get it. Why would you want to believe God, and I say it like this, is a maniac? If God was a parent on earth, we'd be calling Dyfus on God because he's about starving his kids and beating his kids and making them sick to teach them something. I've never heard of such insanity in my life. But yet there are whole groups of Christians that are hanging on to this. And I have a theory about it. And you might not like it, people, but this is my theory. And I'm just saying this because I wrangled with this question myself. We've discussed this question amongst us as, why do people want to believe the worst of God when he's so good? He loves you. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you. You are blessed. You're healed. Jesus did everything for you. Why don't you want to receive all the goodness so you can share it? Well, here's what I came up with.
You came up with something.
Yes. Here's my theory.
Good.
That the people that believe that God wants you sick or God has got a plan to make you sick or broke or promised you nothing, and why do you feel that you are, God's going to give you anything special, those people, I feel, are living a life that maybe they are financially lacking. Maybe they're in poverty. Maybe they are broke. Maybe they've struggled with sickness. And because they're not tapping in to the blessing, or maybe they haven't had a revelation of who they are through Christ Jesus, their righteousness, they have to make an excuse as to why they're in the straits they're in. So rather than dissect the word, pray with the Holy Spirit, and get a revelation of this, they've decided to just say, well, I guess God just wants me, it's my lot in life to be sick. You know, God wants me sick, and I'm using it as my cross to bear, or I'm just not one of the ones God picked to be wealthy. Right. Well, what about the word that says God is no respecter of persons?
Right.
I mean, that's so unscriptural. So I'm right there with you. Don't buy into that because it is crap.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. Do not listen to it. If you hear a pastor say it, find another church. Amen. If you hear some kind of TV preacher say it, shut it off and get into the good word that it is. It's the too good to be true news, and it is true. That's why they call it the gospel. It's good news. For right now, your life, and there's hundreds and hundreds of scriptures to back it up. And Frank has given me a look like, no, we don't have time to go through.
We do have one more question, that's why.
Okay.
This is a podcast.
I'm telling you
it's a topic.
Yes, it is definitely a topic. But it is a topic that I feel like we talk about all the time. Why do you want to think God's a maniac? Here's some good preachers and good teachers. Andrew Womack, one of the best teachers. Kenneth Copeland, great preaching. George Pearson, excellent teacher, preacher. Creflo Dollar, Dave DeMola, at Faith Fellowship Church in New Jersey.
Joseph Prince,
excellent. Here's my tops. Good. So these are my go-to guys. Andrew Womack, Joseph Prince, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar. Not in that order, but those are my four guys. Those are the guys that I will go to. Gloria Copeland, another, if you wanted a woman in there, Gloria Copeland is...
It's awesome. A woman in the mix.
Is also awesome. Billy Brim is also great.
Billy Brim is great.
Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim. Terry Pearson's also great. That's who I would stick with as far as getting word teaching, word-based teaching, not doctrine-based teaching. And now I'll read the last question.
Okay.
Oh, boy. I would like this question answered on the podcast show. I recently met a girl, and we get along great. I want to call her father and ask him for her hand on marriage. And then I was going to ask her to marry me. Am I doing this too soon? We know each other about 3 months now, and I can't take it anymore. How do I get her to marry me? Do I propose in a restaurant or in private? We are both also very interested in each other sexually, too. Hmm? I would like Frank to answer this question because I think a guy answering it is better for my situation. Should I have romantic music ready to play when I propose? Please help me.
Oh, man. All right, wait a second. What's his name?
David.
All right, David. First of all, I think it's very cool that you want to ask her dad's permission, I guess, or for his blessing. I think that's awesome. There's not enough of that. And quite frankly, I'm sorry I never even did that. But that being said, I think that's a great. I think you have a good heart. If God put you two guys together, wait, 3 months, who cares? I don't care if it was 3 days or 3 minutes. If God put it together, God put it together. I would sit down with the person who is mentoring you guys. I'm assuming, David, that you're saved. Is this girl saved? Do you believe the same things? Do you go to the same church? Do you have the same teachers? You see what I mean? Because, you know, you don't want to be unequally yoked. So that would be one thing. As far as the whole sexual thing goes, you know, you don't want to be getting married just because you want to have sex now. But like I said, I go back to if God put it together, then he's putting it together. You want to make sure you're being counseled by the people that are mentoring you or the person that's mentoring you in the Lord. You guys want to make sure you are spending time together praying about this. And that you guys are on the same page with a lot of issues that you're going to face, such as this previous listener that wrote in, why does God want us broke? Why does he want us unhealthy? You know, do you guys believe that stuff? Do you believe God wants you healthy? Do you believe he wants you wealthy? Do you believe he wants you to have a sound mind and have power and to love and to, you know, there's a lot of issues you guys need to sit down and talk about, but also with your mentor, who is in life where you want to be, who is in the Word, who has a relationship with the Lord that you want, who is bearing fruit. These are the people you want to seek out for help and for counsel. As far as should you do this in a restaurant or in private, I have no idea.
Well, can I answer that part?
All right, Chris is going to now chime in, that's fine.
Because I would... From the women's perspective.
Well, I just want to say one thing before you start.
Okay.
My next thing was going to be, listen, you want me to answer this? Well, fine. Here's my answer. I think Chris should answer this. From the woman's point of view.
Well, if you know who you're marrying.
Right.
You should know what she likes, what she doesn't like. Would she want to be proposed to at the Super Bowl and on TV in front of everybody? Or would that scare her? And would she rather be at a romantic restaurant, just the two of you? So my question is, do you know her well enough to know what she would enjoy? Because it's really about what she would enjoy. For me, I'm saying me, that's me, my opinion. neither of those situations would appeal to me. I don't want to be proposed to in a romantic restaurant, and I don't want to be proposed to at a Super Bowl game. It would have to be something a little more personal for me.
Right.
So maybe you need to figure out what that is. Maybe you need to get to know her a little bit more. I don't know. Just my opinion.
Maybe you guys need to go horseback riding and you propose to her in an open field or something like that.
Is that your idea?
I'm just saying.
Would you do that?
That's something I would do because I know you.
Aw, that's nice. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's another part of this. Should I have romantic music ready to play when I propose? Absolutely.
Well, okay.
Again,
let me ask
that
you this.
Falls into
what kind? What music would you think would be good? Like what?
Well, that is up to him to know what she likes. Like you're saying.
Ah, okay. So it can't just be generic romantic music. It has to be like maybe their song.
It has to mean something to them.
Exactly.
To them, meaning you and her.
Right. Exactly. Like what was the song was playing when you met, or what was the song that was playing when you first said you love her, or something like that.
Right.
Right.
Which was really just 90 days ago. Shouldn't be that hard to figure out.
But keep us posted, really, because we'd like to hear the development and...
Yeah.
We'll
I think it'd be okay.
We'll be
I think
praying
it'd be
for
you. I think it'd be all right.
And listeners, pray for David and his girlfriend, because we should be praying for each other.
Well, the time has come to end this Q&A segment for June 2014. Stay tuned for a special...
I thought you were going to say too much!
Stay tuned for a special video godcast with me and our special guest, today's guest, the Duke of Yorkshire. He's actually coming back in a video podcast in a way you've never seen before.
You're teasing.
It's going to be very fun.
Okay.
So until next month, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on Contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.